So less than a half hour before the opening on Wall Street, and you can get a sense, a pretty palpable sense, that investors are starting to feel pretty cornered about what didn't go on last night in Washington, D.C. Yes, another vote not taken on the House's plan to reduce the spending by the federal government and raise the debt ceiling for 6 months. Todd Zwillick is with us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
Also, we welcome back Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, former special assistant to President George W. Bush, who said on this program yesterday the vote would be 219 for John Boehner. Poor John Boehner's feeling a little cornered this morning. Ron, what happened last night?
Well, I think you have a number of the House conservative freshmen, the 78 new members who were elected in large part by their desire to keep the size and the scope of government down. And there's still a lot of people who are saying that they want to vote in the best interest of their district. But, John, this is the time that these freshmen need to put aside their ideological perspective of what they think is best for their district and vote what's in the best interest of the country. And I think that's why Speaker Boehner had to pull the votes last night, because the indications that I have, there's somewhere between 5 and 20 votes down as of last night. And they've been whipping through the night trying to get those necessary votes.
Whipping is counting votes. That's the term they use on Capitol Hill. That's Ron Christie, Republican political strategist. So, Todd Zwillick, let's talk for a moment, because actually we have some audio that we're going to play in this segment, which gives you a sense of how the tone has really changed. The voices are getting hushed. The backroom deals are getting much more intense, and that's going to escalate throughout today. But, Todd, where do we stand in terms of what it is they're actually voting on? The level of cuts, the difference between the Senate and the House, the issue of tax loopholes or revenues at all, is that even on the table? Give us a sense of what's been in and what's been out over the last 24 hours.
Well, over the last 24 hours, there haven't been a great deal of changes that we're aware of. There have to be changes because, as Ron said, John Boehner doesn't have the votes. Here's what we know. Initial cuts in the Boehner bill, $917 billion over 10 years. $22 billion of those dollars would come right away in the next fiscal year. And then a call for more cuts later on tied to another increase in the debt limit. There would be a 12-person bipartisan bicameral commission that would recommend more deficit cuts and require Congress to vote on that stuff before the debt limit can be raised. In terms of your question about tax increases, loopholes, John, the answer is simple: zero, none. No tax increases, no revenues, not in this bill, not in the Senate bill, not on the table.
Which is so interesting because, we've gone in a week from talking about this dispute over taxes or no taxes to now taxes being off the table and still no deal. Listen, here's a Republican, Jeff Flake from Arizona, who's somebody John Boehner is trying to get on board here. And in both the tone and a sense of bristliness there with the media, listen to what we're hearing as a kind of a shift going on in the House of Representatives.
You know how you're going to vote.
Private conversation. There's things going on. So negotiations going on.
Is that Republican Representative Jeff Flake from Arizona being coy with the media or coy with John Boehner? Todd?
Probably with both. And John, if you think Jeff Flake's voice sounded tortured, you should have seen his body language last night. Jeff Flake is a lean no. Jeff Flake is an enemy of big government spending and earmarks. Incidentally, the fact that earmarks are banned in this Congress makes it harder for the whips to get the votes they want because they have less to offer members in exchange for their votes. Jeff Flake never took earmarks, but in his case, you know what else is going on with Jeff Flake? He's running for Senate in conservative Arizona. And he knows that if he votes for a bill that raises the debt limit that Tea Party or conservative people in his state don't like, it could mean the end of his Senate campaign. I'm not inside his head, but I know he's running for Senate, and I know that that's a conservative state right now.
All right, so let's talk to somebody who might be inside his head, Ron Christie. How do you whip Jeff Flake if he's running for Senate and is just going to stand firm here?
Well, I think Todd's absolutely right. I think that there are certain members of the caucus that are going to be a no vote no matter what. And Jeff Flake is certainly running for statewide office in Arizona, and I don't think he'd be persuaded because I think the conservatives in Arizona would turn on him and he would be over before his campaign even started. So you take the Jeff Flakes and the Michelle Bachmans off the table, and then you look and you say, well, who can we peel off to get to the magic number? The magic number in the House is 218 when you have all 435 representatives seated. So the question is, what can the leadership, John Boehner, the Kevin McCarthy, the chief whip in the House of Representatives, what can they do to get those votes? And I think it's an appeal to national unity. I think it's beyond an appeal to John Boehner's speakership. But in the absence of the Senate having a plan that's moving, in the absence of a plan from the White House, this is the only vehicle that could be sent to another body for negotiations with the deadline upcoming and this upcoming Tuesday. And I think that is what's going to ultimately take this over the edge in a narrow, very razor narrow victory in the House. But it's going to be interesting, I would say. The House Republican Conference, all of the House Republicans are going to meet at 10 a.m. this morning. The leadership is going to try one last appeal before they can see if they can schedule the vote later this morning or this afternoon.
That's Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies. Todd Zwillich, explain to me why it matters again, because Harry Reid has told us over and over that it's dead on arrival in the Senate.
Well, I'm going to and Celeste, you're right. And I think what Ron just said is partly true, but not completely true. This matters a great deal for John Boehner's negotiating position with the president and with Harry Reid. And it certainly matters for John Boehner's future as Speaker of the House, because he's got a divided caucus. And if he loses this vote, it is a major blow to his juice as Speaker. But Harry Reid has said that bill is dead. 53 members of the Democratic caucus in the Senate say we're voting against it. And he is still talking to Mitch McConnell. Whether the Boehner plan passes or not today, the discussions between Harry Reid, the White House, and Mitch McConnell are really where most of the game is at right now. Harry Reid does have a bill teed up, but that bill's not going to become law either. He's talking with Mitch McConnell about a way to get a bipartisan bill out of the Senate. And the way things are looking right now with being on the razor's edge in the House, it may be the Senate bill the last game in town.
Then
when they send it there, go ahead.
Let's get the takeaway then before we go. Ron Christie, is it all about just face-saving for John Boehner in the House? And at this point, as Todd says, the whole game is with the negotiators in the Senate and the White House?
Again, I think this is where Todd and I slightly disagree. It's more than face-saving. John Boehner has always looked at his role as Speaker of the House rather than leader of the Republican Party, and it's getting something out of that institution that can be signed into law that's his number one priority. And I do agree with him. The negotiations have always kept an open door with Mitch McConnell, with Harry Reid, and with the White House. And I think they're all waiting to see what's going to happen within the next couple hours so that they can try to move a bill forward.
A pivot on Capitol Hill as the action moves from the House to the Senate sometime this weekend. Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, guys.